Welcome to the Head to Heal podcast, where you'll go head over heels learning about how the body and the brain work together to either feed disease or fight it. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist and founder of the Mindful Clinic. With a background in nutrition, behavioral neuropsychology, and hypnosis, I'm going to walk you through the root cause of your symptoms and disordered behaviors. The body has an innate ability to heal. No one is destined for illness, and most, if not all, disorders can be reversed. Come with me as we develop a new understanding of how you can use your head to heal and truly thrive. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Head to Heal podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist, hypnotherapist, and founder of the Mindful Clinic. Oh my gosh, you guys, I am about to give you some insider tea about my life because a really close, my healer, like a really close friend of mine, was listening to my podcast and she gave me some really good feedback. She was like, listen, Jordana, we get it. Like, you had a colored past, but that was so long ago. And like, now you're in this role where it sounds like when you're talking to your audience and your community, it sounds like you just have it like all figured out. And because she knows me so intimately, that is so far from the truth. And so I really wanted to be able to talk to you guys in a very transparent way to give you a little bit of an insight on, you know, just my personal evolution in the past 6 months, because a lot has happened in 6 months. And also some moments of imperfection for me, like some areas in my life that I'm always working on. And so, you know, I was really thinking about like what am I working on? Like, what are the pillars in my life that are kind of constants? Because the reality is, when we talk about evolving, when we talk about like healing, any of these things, like it is not like, oh, we just like do the thing, we do the exercise, and then we get there, we do the hypnosis, and then like now we're healed. It's this ever evolving journey where, you know, there's going to be highs and lows, but you're never really there. Like, there is death, right? So we never ever really fully get there. I mean, one day, but the goal is not even to like get there. The goal is to continue to evolve and continue to change the energy and change the frequency and really just like actually just change in general, like change your behaviors, change your environment, experience new things so that you can continue to enjoy life the way that you want to. Like, I work with so many women who are stuck in situations, whether that's relationships or jobs or just like energies, like physical ailments or, you know, depression or just like literally they have feel like shit syndrome all the time. And the reality is like nobody has come down and said you are going to suffer and that's your cross to bear. Like, nobody's coming to save you. And so it actually is your responsibility to continue to evolve so that you can experience the things that you want to experience in life. And everybody has this available, right? And so the kind of the pillars that we are going to be talking about in the next couple of episodes are like relationships. So specifically, like, you'll hear about my relationship with my partner, my husband. We're also going to talk about like spirituality, but things like career, finances, like money, fucking who does not want more money? And then health, right? So I find that like these are kind of the main pillars. It's like confidence, relationship to self, relationship to others, including romantic relationships, career, finances, and physical health. And so today, just because I think if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know that I have had a rough couple of days. And so this topic was just like really at the forefront of my mind. But I want to really talk about my relationship with my husband. And I'm going to get like pretty real with you guys here. And one of the reasons why I'm doing this is because, especially my mindful method, you know, I'm working with all these women who most of them are moms, most of them are married. And I think my age demographic is like 30 to 50 is the majority of people. And then we have like outliers on either side. But a lot of them are in relationships with people that they no longer feel connected to. They no longer have intimacy with. There's constant like resentment and tension, and like they're no longer having sex or like even motivated to do so. And I really want everybody who's listening to understand that, like, hey guys, me too. Like, that has been my personal reality for, oh my gosh, like, I want to say since I had my son, for like 7 years. And about 6 months ago, a lot of things shifted. So prior to 6 months ago, I really thought I had it all figured out. Like, I was making the money. I felt passionate in my career. I was helping people. I was doing something that I loved. I had the body. I had really like everything that I wanted, right? But if you actually looked at my life in my household, I was completely burnt out. I had a terrible relationship with my husband and my children. Not that we're like fighting or there's anything wrong, but it's like, I was so disconnected and distracted and busy that I couldn't actually be present. Me and my husband's relationship became more like a business partnership where it's just like, okay, like feed the kids, put them to bed, like do the things, go to work, come home, where there was like just no fire. There was no intimacy anymore. And that's not because he's not the right person for me. That's because like, basically with both of our dynamics, we allowed ourselves to get stuck in these different like energies. And then in order to like change, you have to be willing to come together and do something about it. And so prior to 6 months ago, like, I thought I had it all figured out. I thought I had everything I wanted. And it wasn't until like I really invested in myself. I mean, I'm always investing in myself. But 6 months ago, I made a really, really important investment to work with two very important people in my life. One of them is Jamie and the other one's Dr. Taggy. They've both been on my podcast before. And Dr. Taggy is somebody who is going to be at the event. And so I'm so excited. There are only 4 days left until prices increase, guys. Like, seriously, you would be saving a lot of money. There are payment plans available. So like, there is just like no excuse. The reason why I'm talking about this right now specifically is because so many of you guys want to change, but if you haven't yet, that's because you haven't experienced something in order to facilitate that change. And that's why we're doing this event live. Like, I've done many events online, so many events online, and like 500,000 people come and maybe like 1% of them actually change. And that's like if they sign up for working like more one-on-one with me, right? Because we don't change by learning things only. We change by having an experience. And so the event is a huge catalyst for change. And Dr. Taggy is one of those people who's going to be there. And the reason why I'm saying this is because 6 months ago, I decided to invest in myself. I was like, listen, nothing is really that bad. I don't fight with my husband. I love my children. We have food on the table. You know, we have a house. We have a roof over our head. We have like, I can pay for things like soccer and whatever. Like, we have seemingly everything. And yet I just wanted more. I wanted to be able to really experience my life, to spend intimate moments with my children, to like really full belly laugh, to enjoy the company of my husband, to not just make it every month from like a financial perspective, but like to actually like live in luxury, like to have fuck you kind of money. You know, like I wanted more for myself. And so I sought out the people who I knew either had what I wanted or could help me get there. And that is so important. Because if you continue to do the same things with the same people surrounding you in the exact same environment, there is just no possible way for you to change. You can read all the self-help books you want. You can do the hypnosis. You can do whatever. But you are going to continually be reminded, like every single time that you like see your husband or see your children or you get ready and go to work or you're in your car, you're continually reminded of the life that you currently have. And so if you actually want something to change, you have to invest in either an experience or somebody who can continually bring you up to their level. So when I look for mentors, I'm looking for somebody who's vibrating at a higher frequency than me, or somebody who has mastered what I want to master, somebody who has what I want, and somebody who is willing to show me to get there. Right? So 6 months ago, I was like, I'm going to go all in on myself. I'm just going to do the damn thing. And I can't even tell you how intensely things have changed. my gosh, my life now, like I look back at that time 6 months ago and I genuinely didn't think there was anything wrong. And all I see is darkness. Like the girl, I was so tired. I spent all of my time in my business with one-on-one clients, Voxer, all of this, that I had no time to actually give back to myself. When I was with my children, I had this constant narrative in the background of like everything I had to do, all the emails I had to do. And I have staff, right? But like, it didn't matter. There's nothing that Emily, my right hand, can take off my plate that's going to change the way I think and feel about myself and my relationships. And so these are some things that had to shift. And I'm going to focus today specifically on my relationship with my husband, because I, like I mentioned, I see so many women who are in the similar position. And it's not that like, okay, we need to file for divorce. Like nobody really wants to do that, right? Not unless, you know, there's something very seriously wrong. But when there's nothing wrong, you're just not communicating or not vibing together or like not really enjoying and like each moment and having like full connection or feeling lit up by each other or lit up by the family, like there's very low motivation to change there, because like most people wait until there's something wrong. When things get so uncomfortable that they just can't fucking stand it anymore, that's when people decide to change. And if that's where you're at right now, like let's fucking go, honey. Like you should have already bought a ticket for the event. We're like not even making money on the event. Like we're just covering the cost. Like your ticket is covering your meals and your experience there and your swag bag, because we're not fucking around in the swag bag. It's going to be so good. But if you're in a state of like, I don't want to use the word apathy, complacency. That's not the word I was looking at, but you know what I mean? If you're in that state where you're like, nothing's really wrong. I'm just like, not really fucking alive. I'm just not really fucking living. I'm not in control of my day. Then like, this is where we need to shift the energy, because let me tell you something, honey, you got one life to live and it's just not worth it wasting your time. Like literally one of my mom's friends, actually, she was like, got two young daughters. She just died like out of nowhere. And when I look at things like that, I'm like, oh my God, if I were to die tomorrow, like would I want to have spent my entire children's childhood on my phone, on Voxer, or with like working with other people? Yes, it brings me so much purpose, but like I want to enjoy my life, and that's available to everyone. But in order to actually do that, a lot of things had to shift in my relationship. And so the way that we were operating before was basically we lived in like a 1,200 square foot apartment downtown Oakville. Chris was working a job that he wasn't like super thrilled about, but in an industry that he liked. And I, of course, have the Mindful Clinic. And so because I was the main earner and like I was paying for pretty much everything, because Chris made like not enough money, as most people just make not enough money, right? I was paying for everything. And like we were just shuttling our kids to the babysitter, to my mom's, to my sister, back and forth. Like we very rarely ate dinner as a family. We were both working like assholes, and like just so that we could have maybe one Saturday off. And even then I was so removed from the family because I was thinking about all the things I had to do that week. It just like wasn't working, and there wasn't anything wrong with it. Like my son seems happy. He has friends. He's like, he's a good kid. But like now that I've seen the other side of it, where it's like, oh my gosh, we can spend really good quality, intimate time. Like he has become my best friend and he's just like such a sweet boy. And I just wish I could go back in time and spend more time with him. But what ended up having to happen is, since I was paying, like Chris and I had to work on our dynamic and our communication skills. So what was happening is we were both trying to do all of the tasks. And by doing that, we were developing resentment for the other person because we're both trying to do everything. And then we end up like not really doing anything. And the like there was no clear line of whose responsibility was what. Like even though I was paying for everything, we didn't sit down and have the conversation. Jordana, your responsibility is to like pay the bills. And so when things would like rent would come, or, you know, the phone bill, and it would be more than typical, like I would get upset and resentful with Chris because I would be like, I'm fucking paying for everything. And like, look, here we have another bill. When actually like what needed to happen was I needed to understand my role and exactly what I was responsible for. And if that's going to be all of the finances or this specific bill or this specific bill, like that stuff has to be said out loud and has to be understood in the dynamic of the two people. And if I'm going to take over all of the financial responsibility, then I needed to feel supported at home in the sense of like, as I don't know if anyone who's listening here is also a mother and the main financial earner, but holy shit, there is so much mom guilt that happens. Like if I'm doing all the finances, like I can't really fully be invested in the children. I'm not putting my kids to bed every single night. Like I'm not the one who's cooking their meals, like packing their lunches. Like this is something that like, first of all, either wasn't getting done or me and Chris were just fighting about because we didn't understand whose role was what. And so in order for our family dynamic to really work, Chris had to understand what his role is. I had to understand what my role is. And then we had to leave each other the fuck alone. In the sense of, if Chris's role is to pack lunches every morning, I need to trust that he's going to do that. And I need to understand that he's not going to be able to pack the lunches in the way that I would pack the lunches. So like what was happening is I would say to Chris like, oh, you know, first of all, half the time I wouldn't even trust that he would do something. So I would be like, okay, like I guess I'll go and pick up the kids from this. Like, do you see how I've already created a resentment statement without just being like, hey, honey, it's your job to take care of like the household. So Racer needs to be picked up at 4, right? So, or I would like give him a task and then loom over his shoulder and be like, oh, just like, let me do it. It needs to be done like this. Like, no. When there are clearly defined roles, everybody knows exactly what they were doing and they get left alone doing it. And that way, Chris, who's obviously like the masculine energy, is in his power because he gets to do things his way. And I am in my power because I get to do things my way, right? And like we could do a whole episode on the dynamics between the masculine and feminine in relationships. And actually, I think I'll bring an expert in on that because what I know is very specific to my own, like, okay, like this isn't working and figuring it out that way. But it would be nice to have an expert in. But understanding the dynamic of like whose responsibility was what was a really important factor. And actually, once we determined exactly whose role was what, it actually allowed us to like come together and be a family. So my kids like go to my mom's maybe once a week now, and my sister comes to babysit for an hour on Tuesdays and Fridays. And other than that, like we are a family unit. And that couldn't have been possible if like we were both in our previous roles and not communicating. The other thing is, this is going to help both parties avoid burnout because if both roles, so when me and Chris were both trying to do everything, like in my brain, I have all of these extra things that just don't need to be there. Like as I'm, you know, wake up in the morning writing my emails, I'm like, oh, and I have to pack lunches and okay, Racer needs this and he needs to wear a purple shirt for school today. And like that stuff like doesn't need to be my responsibility if I'm the one who's like focused on supporting the family from a financial perspective. And like, if you're listening to this and you're a mother and you're stay at home, or you're the one who supports the family and your husband supports the finances, just like reverse the roles, right? So when you clearly know that this is your role, you're able to be in fully empowered within it and not take over your husband's job. Okay. So this is also how we are going to avoid burnout, because when everybody knows exactly what they are responsible for, it is very easy to do your task and know when you need to delegate or what needs to be put off for tomorrow, etc. The other thing is that is specific to my relationship to Chris is when I was investing in these practitioners for myself, like these healers for myself, they're both very, very spiritual. Like Jamie's been on my podcast. We did a full-on fucking exorcism. And when I talk to my husband about like spirituality, or I'm using my pendulum, or I'm pulling angel cards, or even about the exorcism, or I work with Jamie, like when I want something, like for example, we manifested this 4,000 square foot mansion downtown Oakville, like this without me even having the full money to do so. And Jamie's like, okay, get a rattle and do a tribal dance and like the money will come. I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Like when I'm doing this shit, Chris is like, this is so stupid. Like, he has zero capacity for spirituality. He doesn't believe in any of it. And, like, that's okay. The thing is, like, that's not mine, that's his. And I'm going to continue to do the things that are going to light me up, which means that I need to develop a community of people who make me feel, help me feel supported and understood if this is what I believe in. And, like, between you and me, it's like, fine, dude, you can be a non-believer, but, like, I'm over here manifesting a mansion for us, like, running an almost seven-figure business. Like, you know, it's like, and this isn't because, like, I'm just better or I know more or I have a better funnel or, like, I have the systems in place. This is because, like, I literally invest in my own spiritual healing and awakening, and I spend time and energy and money bringing my frequency up so I am an energetic match for the things that I want. And that happens through all of this, like, woo-woo shit. And so, like, you can be a non-believer, and if you're listening and you have somebody in your life, your partner, your spouse, who's a non-believer, that's fine. That's theirs. And you can also have this, like, reality where you dive deep into it, because, like, what do you have to lose? Like, nothing. Imagine if I didn't do this, where we'd be. We'd still be living in my parents' house, right? So, like, I have the confidence now in my relationship to be like, this is a boundary for me. I'm going to continue to do this. I actually don't want to hear you poo-poo the things that I do. Even if you feel that, it's not constructive for me. And that was a conversation that we needed to have, right? And so as I work in this, like, big, like, spiritual realm and increasing my energy, I'm able to attract the things that I desire. Like, and this is not to be cocky, but, like, I get everything that I want. And the reality is, like, that is available for you too. You just need to believe that you deserve it, and you need to, like, raise your frequency and energetic vibration in order to be a match for it. And that means changing, because if you stay the way that you are now, nothing is going to change. And so this is a completely, like, I'm going to use air quotes, but free tool. Like, yes, you have to invest the time and the money to seek out the mentors or to seek out the experience that's going to teach you how to do this. But ultimately, like, this is a free tool. Like, you have the fucking power. You just need to step into your power in order to be able to experience it. Right. And so, like, I don't care that Chris doesn't vibe with my spiritual work. I do it anyways. And this also means that, like, when I have a community that supports me, when I have a group of, like, primarily women that also have like-minded ideas, like, we all raise each other's frequency. And so if you're sitting at home and you're like, you feel lonely in the sense of, like, I know that I am meant for more. I know that I am meant for more. I just don't know how to get it, right? How we do this is by having an experience where you're going to surround yourself with people who want the same thing. And when everybody is in different levels of their journey towards a similar, like, result, it's so powerful because you get to see, you personally, what the next step is for yourself, but you also get to see how powerful it is to be in the shoes of somebody who has the thing that you want. And so one of the reasons why I was motivated to record this podcast specifically is because sometimes I feel like, or this was the feedback anyways, that, like, I have been doing this for so long that it's like, it's almost hard for my listeners to bridge that gap to where I am now. And I want you to know that, like, especially when we talk about this 11-11 event at One Hotel, like, the one of the main purposes, one of the, like, main healing components to this is that you're going to be in a room full of people who are at different stages in their healing journey, and you're going to be able to elevate yourself so that you can get to where you need to be just by being in somebody else's frequency who's, like, the next step for you. And because myself and Dr. Taggy are there, like, leading it, where we have both mastered things that, like, people who want to be there want to master, like, you guys are all going to be led and guided and facilitated towards the thing that you want. And so, yeah, like, I have a lot of women who are like, my husband doesn't like my card pulling or whatever. And I'm like, who cares? Nobody is an island, right? And so building a community is really important. And it doesn't need to be like your spouse can be the person that you come home to, you build a family with, you like, are, you know, you are explore intimacy, etc. But that doesn't need to be like your tribe. And you know, there is that like old adage where you make like within $5,000 of the people you surround yourself with. Well, it's not a coincidence that the majority of the people I surround myself with are already millionaires. Like they already have the thing that I'm working towards. And it's not just so that I can be a millionaire. It's so that I can fucking buy back my freedom. Because I am not about to spend the rest of my life on my phone, like clocking in and clocking out, being worried about like how the bills are going to get paid. Like I know that I deserve more than that. And I know that you do too. And so if that's what you want, we need to surround yourself with people who have it so you can also be brought up to their level. Okay. And I just really, really, really want to emphasize that this is like not a final destination type of thing. This is like an evolution. So you're going to have moments where you evolve. Just like prior to the past 6 months, I was making multiple six figures. Like I was like, okay, like I feel great. I'm bringing in the money. All the bills are paid. Yet I was still wondering where the money was going to come from like each month and burnt out. And I didn't have a relationship with my children and. Right? So there is a next level. And I invite you to fucking step into that. The other thing is, and like this is where things get a little vulnerable for me. So yeah, the intimacy piece, right? Like I pretty much have not wanted to have sex for like pretty much since I had my son for like 7 years. And the really like strange thing is, especially growing up, like I was a fucking animal. Like I loved sex. And when I met Chris too, like that was a big part of our relationship. Like we had so much intimacy. And then I had my son and I just like kind of swung the other way where I just didn't want to be intimate anymore. And a lot of that was because of mine and my husband's dynamic where neither of us were in our real power. You know, we were doing our jobs, but we weren't fully communicating or trusting the other person to do like to pull their own weight because those like boundaries and responsibilities were not clearly defined from the beginning. But also it's like, I know that you know what I'm talking about. Like when you've been with somebody for so long, me and my husband have been together for 9 years now. We've known each other for 10. And it's like you stop seeing them in the way that you did when you first met. Because now there's like years and years and years of, I guess, resentment and lack of communication and literally just trying to keep your heads above water and take care of a family and pay the bills and like all these extra things that come into the relationship that like penetrate the relationship that like prevent it from that fire, that spark to be able to be there. And because both myself and my husband have struggled with depression. Like when one person in the relationship is really depressed, it's really hard on the other person because the other person is like trying to pull them up with them. But like the person who's depressed is just like in a state of apathy. Like just like they're not in their like alignment. And how we get out of our alignment is when the dynamic of the household is not clearly defined, then nobody really knows what their roles are. Whereas like what we really want is we really want everyone to be in their power. We want the masculine energy to be in his masculine energy power. We want the feminine energy to be in the feminine energy power. We want the children to be in their own fucking power so they can be their own captains. We want the dog to be in his own power. And so this is an area that I am currently working on. And again, I'm not going to say that I'm fully perfect, but I will say that I personally went from being like, ugh, don't touch me. I want nothing to do with it to like now like really enjoying exploring my sexuality with my husband again. And it's taken a little bit of time to get here, but like, holy fuck, thank God. Because imagine I had lived my whole life in a place where I was like, ugh, I don't want to have sex. Like, oh my gosh, sex is so fun and it represents pleasure. And it's such a good indication of how healthy the hormones are and how healthy the female body is. Like we should want to have sex. That is a very natural thing. And when our relationship with our womb, for example, because for women, your womb is the area that you receive, right? And so, like, I've had 2 C-sections. That is like literal physical trauma into the womb. And when you don't have a good relationship with your own womb and your own self, it's very hard to receive anything. It's hard to receive love. It's hard to receive pleasure. It's hard to receive money. It feels like you're like climbing up a mountain, just like carrying a boulder on your back, when it can be actually so much better. And so, like, these are the areas in my life, or this is one of the areas that I'm continually evolving. But like I said, like 6 months ago, everything changed. And that was because I decided to invest in what I can only describe as an experience. Like, I was like, I know all the fucking things. I'm not going to go back to school and get another degree to add, if you're watching this instead of listening. Like, my background is a whole wall of degrees. I'm not going to go back to school to like get another fucking plaque on my wall. I need to actually change the fucking energy, change the frequency. And the cool thing is, going back to school to getting another degree would literally take, like, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it is, depending on the type of degree. You can decide to change the energy right now. Like, all it takes is one moment where you do something different. You experience something different. Like, when, if you're listening to this, you've already bought a ticket to the event, like, when you decided, I'm not going to hide anymore. I'm not going to hide behind my screen anymore. I'm not going to hide behind baggy clothes anymore. I'm going to like do something crazy, and I'm going to fly to Toronto, and I'm going to stay at the one hotel, which is fucking insane. Like, it is. I've stayed there once, and it was the most luxurious experience I've ever had. I'm going to stay at the one hotel, and I'm going to, even though it's scary for me, I'm going to put myself in a room of women who either have something that I want or like are looking to meet me. Like, there's always somebody who's doing better than you, and there's always somebody who's doing worse than you. And both examples are very important, because like, you are going to facilitate the healing for somebody else, which is going to give you healing and give you the confidence to actually move up to the level where somebody has something that you want. And so I'm going to surround myself in a room of women who have mastered the thing that I'm trying to master and who are really going to see me. Because if one thing, like, so many beautiful things happen from the pandemic, I know that's like not great to say, but if there's one thing that like really actually blocked or created like an energetic block, if you will, to healing that would happen with a pandemic, is like, we are all so comfortable behind our computers. We no longer really go to events as much. And the power that happens, like, when you're live with somebody, it just can't be matched online. Like, I, especially my demographic of women, where there's like body image concerns and weight gain and all of that, I know how easy it is for you to be like, I'm not ready to go in front of a whole bunch of women. I'm not ready to meet Jordana in person. I'm not ready. Like, you'll never fucking be ready until you do it. It's actually doing this that makes you ready for all of the, like, the rest of your life. It's the same thing when I was like, I'm afraid of wearing shorts. I was terrified of wearing shorts because my mom always called me thunder thighs. And so if you're always afraid of wearing shorts, then you're always going to be afraid of wearing shorts, and you're never going to wear them, and your thighs are going to stay big. But one summer I was just like, fuck it, I'm putting the shorts on. And I was terrified, but I wore the shorts and I walked around my neighborhood. And by the end of the summer, like, I was wearing shorts every day and I loved them. And not only that, but once I actually saw my legs, once I actually gave my legs the attention that they deserved and stopped rejecting them or hiding them, they actually were able to let go of what they didn't need anymore. Like, I leaned out a lot, and it wasn't just because I was walking. It was because I created a relationship with a part of my body that I had been trying to hide for years, my whole life, actually. And so stop fucking hiding, okay? Moral of the story is, stop hiding. I'm not perfect. I'm always evolving as well. You can evolve too. And I'll see you at the event. If you like this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe. And I'll see you back on another episode of the Head to Heal podcast. Bye.